Guys, we are on part three. I hope you have learned many different things and how homelessness and DV, domestic violence, can be different in different households and how it looked and how a family can be affected by suicide. And also, I hope you learned from these episodes that it's never too late to get help. It's never too late to get therapy. In certain communities, therapies, it seems like it's more accepted than others, but we need to make it to the point that therapy is accepted for everybody. Okay, everybody need a little bit of therapy once in their life. You're bound to, if you live long enough, to lose somebody, go through somebody, something dramatic. Something might happen to your children if you have children, or somebody in your family. So, or somebody close to you, something has happened to and it affects your life. Because I think people forget, we're all in like a chain together, right? We're all linked together in some fashion, right? And people need some help sometimes. And sometimes you can't tell your friend. You can't tell your friend because you think they're going to judge you. But if you tell a trained professional, they're there to help you and get better, right? So I hope these services that we have down below. And also, if you want to talk to me one-on-one, my information is in the link tree. I have my personal information down there. It should be the last link literally in the link tree. If you want to talk to me specifically, if you want to talk to just anybody in our group, you could just DM us in our regular Instagram, Twitter. TikTok is kind of shaky, to be honest, because it don't look good with the eyes. I feel like I'm missing things and I shouldn't be missing things. So, yeah. Thank you guys for being amazing. Thank you guys for listening out and watching our other content and listening to our clips on other things and being a part of the giveaway. We have much more things in store for this platform and things like that. And don't forget that you are amazing. And just follow us if you want to have any updates. If you are looking for a job or looking for things for your kids or looking for Thanksgiving things, well, by the time this comes out, Thanksgiving will be passed. But any Christmas things, any holiday things you want come up, I post heavenly on Instagram and Twitter. I have some Spanish things, but I have most of them in English. But it don't matter what language you speak. If you go to the events, you're going to have a good time. So some of the stuff I go to, majority of things I don't go to because there's so much things to go to and I'm busy. So majority of things I don't go to, but I know they're happening and they're free. There's never a cost to these things. If you need free training, a lot of the trainings that I put on there, I want to say all of them probably, are free training. Few in between things are actually from my organization, CCC, Family Homeless Coalition. Most of them are from other organizations that people either send me or I find to put out there for you. So they're legit things that can help you and your family. I have things in there for youth. We have a lot of different things that can help anybody who just need these things. I'm not going to talk too much because I'm already at this point 3 minutes in. And I'm sorry, but I do want you to have the information. If you're a person who wants to share your story on the platform, please DM us. If you want to be a person who just give resources and don't want to tell your story, it's fine. Please DM us. The resource is only for New York City and stories are from anywhere in the U.S., okay? Let's get into the story. Bye.
You said your mom was so nice and your grandmother so mean and your dad was an alcoholic. So it's like sometimes people, when they live a life, like I'm thinking, was your mom always an alcoholic when your mom was young? And that's why she picked the husband that she got. But you said your father was also not like this until after the war. Did they meet? I'm thinking of how this can be. And also alcoholism is also like people have more addictive personalities. So is this going to be like, granted, your grandmother and your father are not related, but your mom, did she have and she just didn't go into that? And it's like, hopefully you don't get it and then bring it to your daughter. That's what I'm trying to think of, like how the puzzle go, because sometimes we don't want to do certain things, but it's like inwired in a generational curse kind of way that it ended up happening without us realizing. Like, I tell myself all the time, I don't want to be like my mom at all. I don't think she was a great mom at all. She maybe tried her best. She did the best with my eyes that she could do. And I think she did that part, take me to the doctors, but she could have been a better parent. She could have talked to me more. People say, oh, she's Jamaican and she's older. That's no excuse. I know people who are older than her, who have kids older than me, and they have wonderful relationships. So I'm not going to give her that way out. It is what it is. But I saw things that my mother didn't do, and I wanted to make sure me and my daughter don't have the same things. So is it that these things, she saw her mother act this way, she just didn't act that way? When she got older, and did some things pass on to you and to your siblings because of this also?
That is a big question. Some of it was repeated. It's hard to acknowledge. Again, I mean, I'll be honest, part later in life, my mother going to therapy, some of it was, I mean, it was after my brother's took his own life. It was after, I don't know. I mean, I think it had something to do with it. I, not in a confrontational way, but I did confront my mother about some things that had to do with that part of people. I mean, I about not having felt special in my own family and some what I felt like was I was invisible. And it's partly because I was super shy and sure, she was going through a lot. But there were, you know, moments of not neglect in like the child welfare kind of way, but yeah,
Emotional neglect, you
emotional
close.
neglect. And like, I wasn't, you know, I don't like, there probably was like, man, my mother was a nurse. There's probably like health care missing and stuff like that, right? So it's like, and the way she coddled some of my siblings, and gave them what I felt was special favor. And there was an incident that happened, and I called her. She called me and told me about something, and I called her back, and I was like, you know what, Mom? I've been like all my life, I have felt this calm, like totally calm. All my life, I felt like this, and I don't want to feel like this anymore. Like, when you do this, this is how I feel. And I just had this moment of clarity, and I was like, and it hurts. And I think you went through this with I've with your own family, like that you didn't, you always felt like you were the invisible one. Like Aunt Claire was like, she was special because for whatever reason, and she was so sick all the time, and my uncle was a boy, and there you were in the middle, and no one really paid attention to you, and you took care of everybody. I mean, my mother took care of every, no accident, she was a nurse. Sometimes she took care of everybody but us.
And I think that sometimes, especially with jobs like that, people forget their own family and they take care of everybody else, and their family is left behind. And it's like, no, but I'm taking care of you. Yeah, you're bringing home the money and stuff like that. You're doing your best to take, like, make sure we have clothes and food. But the emotional way, make sure I feel special, talking to me, you know, what about my day? What did Karen and me talk about today? Give me the tea about that. Like, those are the things and special times people need, and connection. And it sounds like, you know what it is also? People have different love languages, and hers is probably helping people. But even though it's not the people who is closest to her, it's the people who are outward, especially because that's the kind of job she went into, and she looked like she did well at it. But the people she loved, she didn't give them that part of the caring and nourishing part of it,
I
because she's
mean,
more about the helps.
my mother was a high school nurse since, I don't know, like the 70s or something. She was doing pro LGBTQ work in the 70s and 80s. Like she had, like students would come out to her and she would take care of them. She would take care of young girls who wanted birth control. I mean, it was probably not even legal. I don't know. But she took care of me.
It
And she could have gotten in big trouble, but she had a, you know, she had this mission, if you will. I mean, much, I went through a divorce some years ago, and there was a moment where I wasn't sure I had a place to go. I have a family. I could have gone to them. First of all, like one of the things I realized, like I am stubbornly self-reliant. So first of all, I was raised by two parents who grew up during the Depression. So they always had, it was like, you never know when the bottom's gonna fall out. You always have to have, you, I always had like a dime or a quarter or whatever in my shoe. Always have cash on me. It's a thing. I think without even totally understanding it, I incorporated all that. Like I take care of myself. I don't rely on anybody else. I hate relying on people. Me, I have my own money. I learned, you know what? Enough money is safety. You need a certain amount of money to be safe in this world. And the next amount of money makes you free, especially women. We need our own money to be safe. You can't be relying on anybody else. I mean, I'm talking mostly about men. And then beyond that, money gives you choices.
Right.
And without enough money to be safe, you got no choices at all. And with enough money, you got a little bit of freedom to make choices and do things that you want to do for you. And beyond that, there is such a thing as too much money, in my humble opinion. And we all know what that looks like. We're all obsessed with it as a culture. But there was a point in my divorce where I wasn't sure. I could have called anyone in my family. I could have stayed with them. They probably would have given me money. But, you know, like, damn it, I'm not going to do that. But I was shaken to the core. I had my son. I did not know where we were going to go. And it didn't just threaten my sense of self and all those things that I just told you about, but my sense of motherhood. And it threatened, I mean, you know, I was like, okay, you know, this is not, and I was with a friend at the moment this hit me, and she was like, we got this, because she saw me. I mean, I was weeping, and then all of a sudden I stopped and I was like, no, this is not happening to me. Right. But I was educated at that point, you know, I had a PhD, I had a job, I just couldn't afford, I mean, I really like didn't think I couldn't afford a place in the place that wouldn't let my son go to the same school and the same lovely neighborhood and all that stuff. And like, oh, poor me. But it threatened my sense of motherhood in this. We called my mother the original lioness. Like everything I've just said, but you mess with one of the cubs in my family, you mess with the whole pride. So watch out. We are fiercely, when my brother died, we came together. There was no shame. We were not going to hide this. We were going to talk about his depression. We were going to, he was an assistant DA in New York City. So it was public. It was on the news. It was in the paper. And it was just like, okay, we're doing this. So, you know, I think we learned some things. I think we all learned some things along the way. And principally my mother, who frankly, after my brother died, my mother started a home visiting program for families newly bereaved by suicide. So anybody who's out there, this still exists today. Okay. Because when someone you love takes their own life, you are swimming in an ocean of what ifs, and the waves are crashing over you, and you just keep thinking about how it could be different. Because the thing that has happened, and this is true about pick a trauma, the thing that has happened is the thing you want to undo more than anything else.
Right.
If only I had, and you do it, you know, we all do it about the things that happen to us in our lives. If only I'd done this, if only I'd done that, what if I hadn't come from this? So you sit with those, and my mother visited hundreds of families who had just lost a loved one. Mm. And there were days I was like, I don't even know how you do that. But that's how she got her strength from helping. You're right. That was her love language.
It is. It really what you could tell, because she really seemed like she, from what you're telling me, loved her job, and she helped everybody. And for her to feel better, it makes it to help others put out more than she got in. And sometimes the people who she loved the most didn't get as much as her, because she's helping other people. And sometimes they get neglected and they feel away. But it's like, you help everybody else, but what about me? What about me? And that's what happens to a lot of people like that. And if they don't realize it, people go on years, especially children will go on years feeling like nobody loves them as much. And they put this on, and it's like, when they get older, they put it on into actual life. And it's like, yeah, so you have to be very careful, guys. So we were impacted a lot. Guys, if 988, I want to say, or is it 899? It's going to be in the description below. If you're a person who is suffering with suicide thoughts, things like that, call that number. Everything will be down below, I promise. Well, the person who edits this with the description will make sure it's done. If you're a person who struggles with that, or even a person who have a person with a disability, who, you know, somebody who's just, you know, if you see somebody who's, instead of calling the police, please call this number, because the police, a lot of them are not trained to help with this situation. Right. Call that number, and they'll be able to send somebody depending on which area has more things than others, it should be in all the states that have it, from what I understand, and they'll be able to help you. If you're a person who is struggling, the people you leave behind is going to worry, be sad, and you might not think that you have nobody to actually. I think sometimes, like, when I die, who's gonna be upset about it? Of course, my daughter will, because, you know, she loves me the most. But who else? I mean, I really think about these things. I'm not doing it to myself, guys. I'm just saying. But you'd be surprised after you die how many people actually want to give you flowers, and it's too late. So if you're lonely, come talk to me. I'm not. I don't have the papers, you know, but I'll talk to you if you have something to talk about. And call that number, and they'll be able to help you and give you things that can actually help you be better. It's not going to be an overnight journey. It's not going to be a flip of the switch. People who struggle with this take years and years to kind of get over certain things. You are depressed. Something is missing. A hole in your life needs to be filled. And if you need help, please go out and get it. Don't think that you're good enough. Don't think that you have too much religion. You need help. And nothing can help you unless you talk. Right. You need the help. So please go out there and get the help. Hey, if you are family who is going through this, she said, she'll email me the information. I'll make sure I put it in down below of this program. If you're a person, family who's going through this, especially if you have young children, because they see things much differently. They don't understand what death really means. Please get the help for your family. Don't just wait and say, okay, this person died. We're sad about it. We move on. No. You're gonna have a hole in your life, and this might carry on again in somebody else in your family, because you might not be able to see the signs before it happens, you know. So make sure you get your whole family together. Make sure you all talk about it. If somebody in the family is feeling depressed, make sure that you get these tools that you can see the signs. Because some of these things, like, people understand alcoholism, DV, these things are cycles. This is not like, oh, one is a one-off. It's very rare certain things are one-off in families. These are generational problems. And if we don't catch the problem or can identify the problem in our family, in your family, things will go under the rug for years.
Yeah.
And we don't want to see that anymore. We don't see broken homes. We don't want to see children being hurt. We don't want to see women being hurt. We don't want to see men being hurt. We want to see whole families. And society nowadays don't talk about the whole family, but the whole family makes the country runs better. The whole family just make communities run better. But we have a sense of relationship with each other. If a person you know out there don't have a family, and you see they might become that friend. If you can't become a friend, get somebody who could help that person be better. And just, I know how it is to be depressed, because I have depression and anxiety. I'm not going to claim it on myself, but that's, you know, I've been to counseling, stuff like that. And I usually get it, honestly, probably later in the year more than anything else, because the holiday season, and I feel like I just don't have enough. But if you need help and you need somebody to talk to, don't put your pride aside. Your pride need to go in the garbage. Go get, I want you to look at me in my eyes right now. Get the help that you need, please. Because you are too special. You are too amazing not to get the help that you need, okay? And there's somebody out there, I promise you, who's loving you from afar and not even telling you that they love you. And we don't want to see or hear about another person hurting themselves. And I don't want to see another family being hurt because somebody else is that. Because you always really forget that after you're gone, people have to pick up the mess that you left behind. People have to literally know about where you were when it happened. Look at the letter that you wrote, if you left a note. They have if, ands, or buts. You see what her mother was going through. So please, 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 if you need help, please get the help. If you are in a DV situation, please get out of there. Because a person will, I know somebody who got shot down in Brooklyn. Thank God she's alive. She got shot down twice. I think the bullet went, I think, 5 or 6 times, but the bullet actually catched her 2 times. That can affect you. Thank God she didn't have kids, so the kids didn't have to see her in this predicament. But whether you have kids or not, if somebody is financially doing something, physically talking bad about you, maybe it's time to go. Not maybe, it's time to go. And if you tell them one time, don't talk to me that way, and they say, okay, baby, it's usually a cycle. It's usually buy gifts, but well, be nice to you, be mean to you, and then buy gifts to apologize. If too much apologies are happening, it's time for you to go. I'm sorry. We need to do better as a society. We need to keep people accountable. And if you cannot leave, if you just gotta say bye, Safe Horizon, I'll have the information down below also. New Destiny, places like those. What can help you? If you're a person who's listening to this, who's an alcoholic? If you're drinking too much martinis in one day, I know this episode is very impactful with a lot of different things. Her life, as you can see, she went through it a lot, and she doesn't look like what she went through, and I'm happy about that. She looks like an amazing person and is just doing amazing things, and she's helping to change people's lives. But if you are a person who knows somebody, or you're this person who's listening, and you're drinking way too much in the daytime, maybe you need to stop. Maybe what you're doing is not good for you. I'm just saying, get the help that you need. If you I can't help you. I can't help you with drink. I don't know what the disorder is about. People have just different. Some people also do because they have certain problems. Like her dad went to war. People try to do something to kind of put in the way of their feeling. No, you need to stop that thing. Stop using that vice. Stop using the drugs. Stop using something to harm your temple. This is your body. You only have one to spare. So you can't afford to be breaking it up and, you know, keep, go take care of yourself. Please.
Please.
Please. And if you're a child who's a mom, who's depressed, make sure you take care of your child's health. I'm just saying, her mother was a whole nurse and stuff still got, I know you're depressed. We have to get it together and take care of your kids. I'm just saying, it's just a thing. Take care of yourself too. Because if you can't take care of your kids, the best if you don't take care of yourself. So have a little spa day. Put your kids in the after school program or something like that to make sure you can have time for yourself. And I noticed for a fact, I don't take as much time as I need to. My daughter's with me literally everywhere I go, but you need time for yourself to breathe and woosah and just be clear. Like, and making sure you know all homelessness look different. Don't judge people. Listen to their story. Help others. Be kind. Be amazing. Don't be a crummy person. We have enough people in the world who's doing bad. We have enough things happening around us. Don't be that person to make it worse. Be that person to make it better. But do you have any last words, Anne?
Thank you for being a person who's making it better.
Thank you.
Thank you. I learned today and I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for telling your story to us. As I said before in the beginning, this is her first time telling her story. And I hope that she could tell her story even more in depth. I hope she could learn more things about herself that she didn't realize. We all have stories. We're all different people. And a lot of us, they say homelessness usually age you, especially street homeless, more than other homelessness, and usually age you. And you have to grow up a lot of times before you have to grow up and do certain things because you have to survive. Make us just all be better humans. And we could make this world a much better place. But I thank you so much for your story. Thank you for deepening some. I hope you learned. You said you learned something. Hope you could get even deeper into the DV part of it. You know, you just never know. And I hope that none of these things can negatively affecting your life right now. I hope you are in a better space in your life and with your son. And I hope everything works out for you as it is already. But you know, even bigger and better things for you. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. And I will send along to you also the information for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention that has that outreach program for families and the National Runaway Safe Line for young people. And there's help out there, and it's hard to trust people because many, many of us have been disappointed by folks who are supposed to help us. But I hope if you're listening and you need the help, you can summon the energy to keep at it.
Yes. And also we have a giveaway, as I said. Go check it out on our social media. By now, we try to do a giveaway every couple of months to people in the shelter. We are not a big, the podcast part of it is not a big organization as yet, so we can only do but so much. We're trying to do our part to give away to families who can who deserve it. And so hopefully listen and tune in to any upcoming giveaways that we have. And thank you for being amazing. See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye, Kadesha.